And we wish you a happy Saturday evening inside a warm multi-purpose activity center on this really snowy and nasty winter day outside in Monmouth County. We have Monmouth University men's basketball as tonight the Hawks welcome in the Bearcats from Binghamton University in this non-conference home game, the first of three straight at home for Monmouth to end the 2013 calendar year. And after coming off a convincing 73-58 win over St. Francis Brooklyn last time out, Monmouth comes into tonight's game with momentum, sitting at 4-6. Binghamton comes in 2-7. Alongside my good friend and broadcast partner this evening, Matt Harmon, I am Eddie Acapinti. And Matt, first of all, good Saturday evening to you as we have Hawks, Bearcats, a rematch from a non-conference game a year ago in which Monmouth won up in upstate New York. Should be a good one with two young teams here on Saturday night.
Yeah, should be a good one, and certainly happy to be back talking Monmouth hoops here tonight on what is kind of a nasty, crummy night outside. And normally we tell everyone, make sure you come to the games and listen to us in and out. But if you're not even going to venture out onto the roads, can't say that I blame you tonight. So it's a perfect night to snuggle up, put the radio on, whether it's over the computer or via the mobile device, and listen to this Monmouth game, which to me, Eddie, I think is an important one for a couple of reasons. If you think of how the schedule winds up here in 2013, you've got Binghamton, you've got Fordham, you've got Wagner, all non-conference games. And for me, the theme tonight for Monmouth is, can you stay on the track that you were on after the performance on Tuesday night? Such an impressive win over a pretty good St. Francis Brooklyn team. You know, think about what St. Francis Brooklyn did. They beat Miami earlier in the season, played Syracuse all the way down to the wire. Monmouth goes on the road, wins that game. Now can they put together back-to-back real consistent wins here as they return home? I think it's a big one tonight against the Binghamton team that on paper, and it might be one of the rare times we've been able to say that going into a game, Monmouth is the more talented team. They've got more scorers, they've got more size, they've got more everything. They got to win this game tonight.
Yeah, Matt, it's funny how far things have come since that season-opening exhibition loss to Lemoyne, that now we can sit here on December the 14th with Monmouth at 4-6 and say the Hawks are the better team coming in to this game. As we delve a little further into this Binghamton University Bearcat team, they are coming in off a loss to number 4 Syracuse, 93-65. The game before that, they defeated Monmouth's former NEC foe, Mount St. Mary's, 74-70. It's a team coached by former Rider head man Tommy Dempsey in his second year in Binghamton, and he's kind of going through what Coach Rice is going through this season. He has a young lineup that he will send out this evening. He's going to start three freshmen and a sophomore, a handful or so of freshmen get significant minutes for this team. I think they are similar to Monmouth in that they're talented newcomers that could score the basketball. They give up a lot of points. They give up the other team to shoot a good percentage. And they're, I would say, maybe a step or two before the learning curve where this equally young Monmouth team is.
Tommy Dempsey, good basketball coach. Did a great job at Rider. Got that team into the NIT a couple of years. Was always a threat in the MAC before now trying to reestablish his program and what he wants to do in Binghamton. And let's be honest, if you follow basketball at this level, Binghamton was an absolute mess when he took the program over. They struggled a little bit last year, you know, and the way to do it, I think, is the way that Monmouth has done it here, the way that Binghamton's trying to do it up there, is rebuild with youth. Don't try to just put Band-Aids on things. Rebuild with youth. They do have some talent. They have some guys that can score. We saw Jordan Reed, probably their, you know, certainly their best player and top scorer last year. He lit up Monmouth for 26 in what was a Monmouth win on the road. So he's obviously the go-to guy for them. But they've got some other weapons. And I think, you know, in talking actually with a couple of people walking into the game tonight, I said, you know, Monmouth is a favorite. And I don't know how many times I've been able to say that tonight. So now you've got to go out and play with that responsibility. Don't let Binghamton kind of hang around in this basketball game, especially on, as you said, bad weather, the drive down, the drive back up that they know is going to follow. End this game, if you can, early. Deliver a good knockout punch.
Our pregame show this evening is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As we'll get in a little bit, the starting lineups for both of these teams. But first, our keys to the game. And Matt's keys to the game tonight are presented by Barnabas Health, premier healthcare, one click away at barnabashealth.org.
Defend number one. You know, that's been something that Monmouth has gotten better at over the course of the last couple of games. You think they gave up 58 to St. Francis Brooklyn, 75 to Manhattan, not great. But it's a trend that continues to kind of go down a little bit. 61 in the win over North Carolina A&T. Keeping the defense turns into offense theme, I think, is important for this team. When they extend out a little bit, they've got a lot of weapons, because this is a team you don't want to see a lot of fouls, but they can afford every once in a while to be a little bit more aggressive than I think we've seen them at spots, because they have a little bit more depth on the bench. And as I said, keep the consistency now. You play that good game on the road. You've got to return home here and put together back-to-back solid performances, something that this team has struggled a little bit in the early going.
We'll have the starting lineups and the tip for you between Monmouth and Binghamton. It's a snowy Saturday in West Long Branch, but why don't you nestle up, cozy up, and get ready to listen to Matt and myself for about the next 2 hours or so. It'll be at 1160, 1310 a.m. ShoreSportsNetwork.com and the free Radio Pup app. Matt, we'll take a 2-minute timeout from our good friend Ray Malaspina when we come back, starting lineups and the tip between Monmouth and Binghamton, and it'll be right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. And we're back with you on the Shore Sports Network as we roll along in our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. Monmouth and Binghamton just about set. Non-conference men's hoops. First, we'll run over the starting lineups first for the visiting Bearcats. They'll start in the backcourt with a true freshman point guard from Bowie, Maryland. The team's second leading scorer, 13 points a game, is Marlon Beck. Jordan Reed will start alongside him, the team's leading scorer from Philadelphia, 16.5 points per game. Another true freshman, Yosef Yakub, 6-foot guard from Chester, PA, 10 points per game. Nick Madre, another freshman forward, will get the start, 6'9", product out of Ontario, Canada, 12 points, 4 rebounds per game. And the fifth starter, starting at center, 6'8", senior, also from Bowie, Maryland, and no doubt, Matt, a name I'm going to have a lot of fun saying all night long. It's Alex Ogundebe. And Alex will get the start for second-year head man Tommy Dempsey as the starting lineup that third-year head coach King Rice will throw on the floor for the Monmouth Hawks. It's presented by our friends at McClune's Restaurants. Visit McClune's.com for more information on all of their great locations. Same lineup we've seen every game. Backcourt, Deion Jones, the freshman Justin Robinson, and the junior Andrew Nicholas. The front court, sophomore Tyrone O'Garo, and true freshman center Zach Tillman. That lineup has produced a 4-6 record so far in the non-league. And Matt, have to start by ending our pregame show and beginning our game broadcast. If you're a Monmouth fan, I'm pretty sure after 10 games, you'd look at 4-6 and be pretty happy.
I think so, too, and I would agree. But as we open the broadcast with, I think this three-game stretch is really important. You know, I mean, obviously they're going to finish it up with Wagner, who's a good team. Can you beat Binghamton here at home? Can you beat Fordham at home next Saturday? Can you give Wagner a solid performance to wind up the year? The good thing for Monmouth is all of those games all share one thing. They're all home. So you can get really some solid fan support before you go on the road for a good stretch of January. You know, Monmouth starts a 5-game homestand here tonight. That doesn't usually happen for a mid-major school to have 5 games at home. 3 non-conference, 2 conference games. Go out now and start a nice roll, especially here at the MAC.
Matt mentioned it. The first of 5 straight at home, 3 straight to end the month of December, and then the first 2 games in January here at the MAC. It's tonight, next Saturday against Fordham, Monday the 30th against Wagner, and then the day after New Year's Day against Siena before winding up that homestand on January 4th against former NEC foe Quinnipiac. As we are just about ready, Matt, as they wind down the Monmouth starting lineups and we get ready for tip between MU and Binghamton. Last year, if you remember the matchup up in Binghamton, our write-up was kind of a funny one. It was the first mention that we had all heard that Monmouth could potentially be moving leagues. If you remember that interesting write-up, a game that the Hawks won 77-65, and you look back and it was all Ed Waite in that game, if you remember. 23-9, Andrew Nicholas added 19. And as you said, better team last year, and I think Monmouth coming into this one, the better team this season as well.
I remember being told on that car ride up and back, there's nothing to it. don't know anything that you're talking about. And then shortly thereafter, Monmouth did make the announcement that they are in the MAC. Obviously, this game has some significance as well for Coach Rice. He's a native of that area, certainly enjoyed going back home last year. This the return game this season. As you said, two programs that are trying to rebuild. Monmouth a year or so ahead of where Binghamton is in that process. Binghamton plays in the America East, pretty good league with Stony Brook and with Albany and Hartford, who've all had good teams in the past. UMBC, Vermont has probably been the team that's kind of carried the torch. So this is a young Binghamton team that will try and steal one here on the road tonight against the Hawks.
The Bearcats take the floor in their road black uniforms. Binghamton in white, scripted across the chest. Monmouth in white. And Monmouth in name in blue across the chest. It'll be Zach Tillman to jump things up with Alex Agundebe, and it is controlled by Agundebe, and we are ready now for action as Binghamton has the game's first possession, moving left to right. Backdoor try. It's Jakob who will lay it in off a nice find from Agundebe. First deuce of the game. 20 seconds in, Binghamton up 2-0.
Great backdoor cut that time by Jordan Reed. He is a dangerous, dangerous scorer. Team leader in points, just about 17 per game.
And it's Reed that draws the assignment of Monmouth's leading scorer, Deion Jones, in this one. Jones gets a handoff from Justin Robinson. Right wing, Andrew Nicholas fires one down low to Zach Tillman. Momentarily lost it, now retrieved. 6 on the shot clock. Spins towards the middle of the floor, missing one short. Rebound comes down to the aforementioned Reed. Calling signals, running the show, Marlon Beck, true freshman out of Bowie, Maryland. He'll work on another true freshman, Robinson. Goes now, this is left wing. Yosef Jakob picks up his dribble. Spins away, now goes over to Beck, 15 on the shot clock. Swing it right wing, Jordan Reed, around a screen. Pull for a long two, left off to the left. Tyrone Ogaro rebound.
Good block out that time by Ogaro, doing what he does so well, protect the glass for MU.
Robinson back the other way, weaving in and out of traffic. Can't get one to go. Reed pulls down the rebound. They'll bring it up floor with Binghamton holding a 2-0 lead. Tonight's game also broadcast live on GoMUHawks.com. Hawk Vision, happy to have that audience with us this evening. As Beck tried to fire a pass down low, it was kicked by Monmouth. So Binghamton will inbound, 23 on the shot clock.
Monmouth is stuck man-to-man here. You got to just watch how Binghamton got that first basket. Nice backdoor cut off of a screen.
Binghamton has to baseball pass it all the way into the backcourt where Marlon Beck will retrieve. They'll get new instructions from Coach Dempsey and cross half court with 18 on the shot clock. Fires one left wing, Jordan Reed. Reed around a screen from Nick Madre. Now throws it right wing. This is Beck around a screen and an illegal one at that by Alex Agundebe.
You got to make sure you set your feet if you're going to set that pick. That's been a call that's been increased over the last couple of years as well. You know, you don't usually get that slide anymore. Got to make sure you're locked in. Good defensive movement that time for MU.
Monmouth possession. They haven't scored first 2 minutes of the game, trailing 2-0. Deion Jones, left corner, is going to drive into the middle of the paint. Has it knocked away, but he's fouled.
Good take to the basket by Jones. I think he actually got bailed out a little bit with that whistle. Looked like a decent block inside. The foul will be charged to Jordan Reed. That is a guy that Binghamton certainly cannot have get in any foul problems at all. And what a great matchup that is. You think about Jones, who sat out last year, Reed, who really took this Binghamton team on his back a little bit. Team's leading scorer. That will be kind of the premier matchup in the game tonight.
Jones, an uncharacteristic miss from the foul line. Comes in shooting at 83%. He'll make his second one, so it's 2-1 Binghamton. We've played just over 2 minutes. Monmouth now will pressure full, and Matt, that's something to keep an eye on. Binghamton this season themselves has a negative 1-2 ratio. They've turned it over 142 times this year as an ill-advised off-mark three there by Beck. Defensive rebound to Monmouth.
Oh, Binghamton did a good job of breaking the press, but a terrible shot taken by the Bearcats.
Back the other way, MU has it. Tried to go down low to Zach Tillman. He is fouled by Nick Madre. Third foul on the Bearcats. 17:36 to go. And the point we were getting into before that, this Binghamton team has been turnover prone all season. They've only handed out 77 assists compared to 142 turnovers.
Youth. That's the best way to describe that.
Alley-oop try. Tyrone O'Gara went up high to make the catch, and he was fouled when he came back down. So quickly, four fouls on Binghamton. We've played just 2.5 minutes, as that'll get our first substitute in the game. Another true freshman, Magnus Richards, 6'7", out of Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah, that's good for Monmouth. Continue to mount those fouls up. We mentioned MU pretty deep. Not a strength, really, for Binghamton when they go to their bench.
Another highlight reel throwdown, Matt, by Tyrone O'Gara. Seemingly, we get one a game out of him.
And they usually all come off an inbounds play. Good job by O'Gara. Good find, good finish, and a little energy here in the crowd.
Hawks up 3-2. Back the other way. Reed, rise and fire for a long two.
Reed can do that. He's a guy that you cannot give more than an inch, or he will pop it from anywhere.
4-3 Binghamton. Justin Robinson turns one over right as Monmouth goes to get into their set. Beck got a hand on it, and then Robinson fouled him with 16:53 to go first half.
I do. I think the matchups tonight in the backcourt, very, very interesting when you take Jones and Reed and match them up against one another, and then Robinson against fellow freshman Marlon Beck. Both about the same size. Robinson, you know, maybe giving up an inch or two, but similar type players body-wise.
Hand off, Marlon Beck fires it right wing. This is Jakob, pulls things out. 18 on the shot clock. It's a high ball screen. Dribble still alive. Jump stop into the lane. Fires one left wing. Triple on the way for Reed is short. Rebound to Andrew Nicholas. Head up. Lofts one to Deion Jones. Deion can't get one to go in transition. Offensive rebound. Tyrone O'Gara works its way to Nicholas for three. Bottom of the net.
Always a welcome sight when Nicholas gets an early basket. That's how you want him to start his night off.
6-4 MU leads. We've played just about 4 minutes. Jordan Reed on the right wing. Flips it up top. Yosef Jakob. Around a screen. Pull from three straight away. Short. Loose ball in the middle of the floor. Still loose. Robinson dives to get possession. He throws it back to Deion Jones. Deion. Head up. A lot of contact. He is fouled right at the foul line by Alex Ogundebe. That'll get us to our first media timeout. 15:50 to go first half. Monmouth on top 6-4. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. MAC fans, the 2014 Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 6th through the 10th. All session tickets start at $99 for 20 action-packed games of MAC Madness. That's $5 per game. To purchase tickets, MACSports.com, Ticketmaster.com, or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Kind of a slow start offensively for both of these teams. 6-4 with 15:50 to go in the first half. 2 of 6, the start for Binghamton. 2 of 5 for Monmouth. Biggest problem for the Bearcats so far has been 0 of 3 shooting from the outside.
Their basketball as we come back out of the timeout. This is Magnus Richards, first sub in the game. Handing off to Marlon Beck, 15:30 and counting in our first half. Beck puts it on the floor, drives it Robinson, leaves one behind for Jakob, who has his shot turned away by Chris Brady. Jakob does get it back, 8 on the shot clock. Jakob drives, a lot of contact, offensive foul on Yosef Jakob as Andrew Nicholas stepped in.
That was very good defense that time by Monmouth. Nicholas getting the charge. Brady and Nowak both kind of converging in. Binghamton nowhere to go that time, and MU will get the possession back.
Jakob will take a seat. Reiner Moquette checks back in. Tough possession there for Jakob. Had one shot blocked and then a bit ill-advised, putting the head down, going to the basket.
Yeah, that's not usually what you want to have happen. It's kind of nightmare both ways.
And he'll sit down. Monmouth back the other way. Andrew Nicholas will airball a left corner three as Binghamton came out in a 2-3 zone. Josh James, Greg Nowak into the game for the first time for Monmouth as Chris Brady sends one into the expensive seats. What a big block by the big man.
Two blocks now for Brady in the last 30 seconds. He's a guy who is seemingly becoming more comfortable in his role, which is when he comes in, guard the rim and cause havoc defensively.
Roland Brown is checked back in for Binghamton, and look out below, Bearcats. Matt, you said it pregame. Monmouth has a size advantage on this Bearcat team, and Brady showing so there. Reed missing a jumper long. Roland Brown, defensive rebound. He goes right at Chris Brady, but he'll be called for traveling. Give it back to MU, leading by two, 14:35 to go.
You know, not really the start that you would want offensively here for Monmouth, but defensively, very, very good. 5.5 minutes, you've given up 4 points. That's what you want on that end of the floor.
Binghamton staying in the zone look. Monmouth up 6-4. Josh James left wing. Back to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson around a Nowak screen. Picks up his dribble. Finds Nowak, cutting to the basket. He'll miss one short. Loose ball under the basket. Nowak throws it off of a Binghamton player. It was Reed. So the Hawks will get another possession.
You got to keep working on that end. You lose it. Keep fighting for it. Hope that you get a deflection like Monmouth did right there.
New MU possession here. 6 minutes gone by first half. Cross court fine. James a triple. Too strong. Chris Brady offensive rebound, but he pushed off on Richards.
You know, that's one for Brady. He said Monmouth, you know, we've said since the beginning of the year, they're deep in that spot. They've got some size, they've got some fouls they can play with, but you don't want to give one away like you just did if you're Brady that time.
Third Monmouth foul. First on Brady. Magnus Richards, right wing. Sluggish start offensively in this game for both teams as Richards called for traveling. Matt, we've seen scoring increase a little bit across college hoops this year. Not tonight. Just 6-4 Monmouth leading as Christian White will check into the game.
It's not really the game if you're an offensive fan. At least not yet. Obviously, tons of time left here and an opportunity for Christian White to check in, you know, in one of his earlier stretches that we've seen him so far this year.
Binghamton will stay 2-3, and that's the role of White to break teams out of zones. Hawks moving in on the perimeter here. James, floater in the lane is good. 8-4, Monmouth on top. His first bucket in a while. He was scoreless at St. Francis, getting his first one to go here. Beck double team. Slips one to Roland Brown. Fires it right corner. It's Moquette. Right back to Brown. Long two is no good. Tipped out to Christian White. Monmouth in transition. White to James. Jump stop in the lane. First shot missed. Ball out of bounds off of the freshman. Binghamton gets it back. Trailing Monmouth 8-4.
I say two things there. Number one, I like the aggressiveness of James. But sometimes you got to know when and you don't have it in the lane. If he would have jump stopped in the lane and not continued his drive, he had two players in Nicholas and Christian White out on the perimeter. Both would have been wide open from three.
Tyrone Ogueros checked back in. Greg Nowak has sat down. Beck. Beautiful winding move to the lane and puts one high off the window. What a move, Matt, by Marlon Beck.
Yeah, he's a good player. He can take it to the rim for sure. We mentioned the backcourt of Binghamton. That is their strength.
8-6, Monmouth leads, and they have the basketball. 22 on the shot clock. Christian White, deep triple. An air ball. Ogueros gives chase, but it goes out of play to Binghamton. Marcelo Hudiger checks in, and that's kind of the quandary Christian White's in, Matt. He's kind of told, look, when you come in, you've got to hit perimeter shots, and I think sometimes he forces those shots.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. If you're a guy who's fighting for minutes right now to get in the rotation, and you know you're a shooter, when you've got an opening, you want to shoot, but you can't force things as he did right there.
Beck, open for three in the corner. Misses one short. He and White battle for it. It goes out of play off of Marlon Beck. So Monmouth gets it back. 12-11 to go first half. 8-6. Max DeLeo back in. Deion Jones in. Kind of weird that it's a sluggish night outside. You know.
It's a sluggish night inside.
It's kind of transferred inside. You think the players have been playing in some snow with the offensive numbers we're getting. Look at those shooting percentages.
Yeah, not real good. 27-25.
8 minutes gone by first half. 8-6 Monmouth. Another highlight reel dunk. James to Ogueros on the alley-oop again.
That's poor job defensively for Binghamton. Great play for Monmouth, obviously. But a couple of times now, BU has gotten ripped on the baseline. Ogueros with the flush for the two.
Hawks on top. 10-6. They go to Reed down low. Off the window is missed. A scrum underneath. It'll be a foul on Binghamton. And it'll get us to the media. 11:35 to go in our first half. Monmouth 10, Binghamton 6 as we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, tonight's game is actually brought to you by our good friends at the NJEA, the New Jersey Education Association. They want to remind you that they work to make public schools great for every child, sponsoring this evening's Scout Day for both Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Interesting day of basketball so far in the MAC, involving the teams playing all non-conference games today. This is the only night game going on. Big upset. St. Peter's in overtime beat Seton Hall 83-80. St. Bonaventure, big win over Iona 102-89. Maybe this is a good score for Monmouth coming up, as they will play Wagner, who got ripped by Ryder 79-58. And St. Francis, New York, with a win over Canisius 67-51.
Monmouth shooting 1-1. Tyrone O'Garo missing one. But Marcelo Hudiger, offensive rebound, new possession for the Hawks. Huge win, by the way, for the Peacocks today.
Yeah, very big. Surprising loss for Seton Hall, too.
And they are struggling at this point in the year. Monmouth, Josh James, over to Hudiger, missing one at the rim, but he'll go to the line for two. Good creativity from Josh James yet again. Second on this team, Matt, in assists.
A pretty good job by Hudiger, who dropped it initially, but then was able to get it back and go back up strong and draw the foul.
Hudiger at the line. Two free throws for the big freshman from Brazil. Missing one there. Couple of Bearcats check back in. Marlon Beck and Nick Madre. And Matt, a Monmouth player getting ready to check in, and Khalil Brown, who last time out was fantastic in that 15-point win at St. Francis Brooklyn.
He sure was. He was really good. He played just 11 minutes but had 14 points, 5 of 7 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the outside. It was good to see Khalil, who had not played real well up until that point of the year, clearly is high, get some solid minutes.
Madre swishing a three back the other way to cut Monmouth's lead to one. That was after Hudiger went 0 for 2 from the line. The big man for Binghamton, Nick Madre, third leading scorer. Matt, he shoots him at 47%.
Yeah, good guy from the outside. Something that can expose the Monmouth defense a little bit.
10-9, Hawks lead. O'Garo at the foul line. Back to Josh James for three. Bottom of the net for Josh James.
He looks pretty comfortable tonight. Got a couple of baskets and 5 points. You mentioned struggled a little bit the other night against St. Francis Brooklyn. Good to see him get back involved early here offensively.
Yeah, that was something I was going to keep an eye on, Matt. How would he respond to that game? He's got 5 early ones here as Monmouth leads 13-9. Madre goes down low. This is Magnus Richards. Cross court to Beck. He'll tee up a triple. Too strong. Richards offensive rebound. Dribbles out. Tries a long two. Hudiger got a hand on it. O'Garo with the defensive rebound. Back the other way for Monmouth. Max DeLeo pumps it a three in the corner. Back to Deion Jones. Now they go at the foul line. O'Garo, strong move to the rim, is missed. Hudiger offensive rebound. Goes back up. That one's blocked. Rebound to Richards. 13-9, MU on top.
Don't need to force it there if you're Hudiger, if you don't have it.
Top of the key, Jordan Reed throws one left wing to Beck. Right back to Reed. Playing catch with Beck, who's in the corner. Now dumps it to Richards on the left block. Faces up O'Garo, 14 on the shot clock. Drives baseline side, and he's hit checked by Hudiger out of bounds.
That's not a great foul, I don't feel like, by Hudiger. Again, with all those big guys, you've got basically 15 fouls that you can add up between Hudiger and Tillman and Brady. But use them the right way. Actually, on that last job, Monmouth had done a pretty good job offensively, and then Hudiger comes in at the last second and gives a hip check, not really needed.
Andrew Nicholas checks back in for MU, as well as Justin Robinson. There you go.
Tinsel?
I think it's a cheerleader pom-pom strand or something. Binghamton to inbound, trailing Monmouth 13-9. 9:20. Reed double-teamed, and he's fouled after the inbound. DeLeo and Nicholas were right there. They'll get Max for his first and Monmouth's fifth team foul. Reed to inbound. Matt, I know we've talked about it during the broadcast. He's a good one for Coach Dempsey. It was a real recruiting coup when they got him. in Binghamton. Inbounds to Beck. Thought he went over and back with DeLeo. Binghamton ball. Alley-oop attempt is missed as Reed tried to get it. He gathers and puts in the putback to cut Mammoth's lead to 13-11.
We've seen Reed a little bit from the outside. We've seen him now a little bit from the inside. Real good job of getting Brown in the air with the ball fake and then the finish off the glass.
Hawks on top, 13-11, under 9 to go, first half. Nicholas open for 3 in the corner. No good. Madre with the rebound. 13-11, Hawks on top. Yakub, 3 for the Binghamton lead, is too strong. Rebound tracked down by Madre. They'll give it back to Mammoth. I think he traveled. No foul was called. So Nick Madre called for steps as Colin Stewart will check into the game for the Hawks.
For the Hawks, number 30, Colin Stewart checks in.
Pretty deep bench so far tonight for Mammoth. Everyone getting a little bit of run of things here in the first half.
It was this way the other night as well. As DeLeo will sit down, Reiner Moquette checks in. Kind of a weird lineup for both teams. No true post guys in the floor. Probably the most true post player is Binghamton's Alex Ogundadebe, who's into the game now. Robinson driving kick. Jones triple is off the front of the rim. Madre with the rebound. Binghamton back the other way, trailing the Hawks by 2. Left to right on the perimeter. Marlon Beck into the lane. Mammoth active hands, but Binghamton gets it back. Moquette, a corner triple is buried. Binghamton leading Mammoth, 14-13.
This was kind of the fear in this game, right? Because as we said, probably a game that Mammoth on paper, a little bit better than Binghamton right now. But if the Bearcats can hang around, find a little bit of spark, they're just dangerous enough to give Mammoth problems.
They're young, they can score, and they have a one-point lead over Mammoth. Nicholas, down low. No good. Khalil Brown tips one, but right to Nick Madre. Weird possessions for Mammoth these last couple times down.
Not a whole lot of flow offensively.
Madre missing a 3 short. Justin Robinson rebound and run. Head up in transition. Throws one over to Colin Stewart, right wing. Bounces it to Nicholas, who tried to go to Khalil Brown, but a foul will be called on Binghamton. 7:24 to go, first half. Bearcats 14, Mammoth 13, and we step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. Get home delivery of the press. Check out our good friend Josh Newman's article from tonight's game. We'd also like to thank our good friends at Scala's Pizzeria, a proud supporter of the Hawks. For great pizza and more, just one block from the ocean in West End, visit Scala's or check them out online at scalaspizzeria.com. Mammoth trailing Binghamton, 14-13, 7:24 left in our first half, along with Matt Harmon. I'm Eddie Acapinti, and Matt, we talked about it off air. We see not a lot of scoring, but beyond that, just not a lot of continuity and flow to this basketball game.
Very little zip on the offensive end so far. Mammoth shooting 28% from the field, 20% from the free throw line. Certainly not either is going to get it done. And the free throws continue to be a bit of a problem for this team. So far, 1 of 5 on the night, 5 of 18 from the floor. So you've got to now kind of find something offensively. And that might be why we're seeing so many substitutions here in this first half. Just trying to find a little bit of a spark if you're MU.
Well, the aforementioned free throw struggles continue as Khalil Brown missing the front end of 1-1. Wasn't the story last game against St. Francis, but it is so far tonight. Binghamton back the other way. Madre is fouled at the rim by Colin Stewart. 2 free throws coming for Nick Madre. He's got a triple in this first half. That last win, Matt, was a big one for this Hawks team. For the second straight year, they've won in St. Francis, Brooklyn. Madre hits the first free throw. Hawks put 4 players in double figures, led by Deion Jones, 20. But the big number was MU shot 19 of 20 from the foul line in that big road win.
Yeah, and you think after a night like that, you're going to maybe turn the corner with what's been a problem so far this year. But tonight, it's not on the card so far for Mammoth on the line.
Madre goes 2 of 2. Binghamton now leads 16-13. Colin Stewart from the wing buries a three to tie the game at 16.
Yeah, that's something that you love to see out of Stewart when he checks into the game. Gets the outside shot. That is a real strength for him.
That's his first career three-pointer. Couldn't have come at a better time to tie this one up. Beck picks up his dribble. Fires one down low to Jakob, who bounces it over to a Gundadebe for the jam.
That's hard luck for Mammoth, though. Garrow looked for the steal, and in doing so, actually deflected the ball right to the Binghamton basket.
18-16 Bearcats. They drop back. 2-3 zone. Robinson drives over to Deion Jones. Stewart will try another three. That one's off to the left. Rebound by Marlon Beck. 6:05 to go, first half. Binghamton up by two with the ball. Marlon Beck has it on the left wing. Throws it over to Josef Jakob on the right wing. Jakob around a Madre screen. Pumps it three. Now gives back to Madre for three. The high arcer's no good. Out of bounds off Tyrone O'Garrow. Binghamton ball as Jordan Reed checks back into the game. That'll also get Zach Tillman back up off the Monmouth bench as well as Josh James.
It's just a constant rotation right now. It's trying to find someone who can get you a little bit of a spark, make a couple of shots in a row, see if you can get the offense put back together.
5:50 to go, first half. Bearcats 18, Monmouth 16. Jakob to inbound. Having a tough time. Bounces it in to Ogundadebe. Over to Reiner Moquette. He puts his head down and he is fouled going to the basket. Mammoth's seventh foul is the second on Justin Robinson.
17th foul on Mammoth.
Well, everyone will shoot now as Binghamton one away from putting Mammoth in the two-shot penalty for the remaining part of the half. But now the Bearcats will go to the line.
Reiner Moquette, senior Fordham transfer, makes his first free throw, extending the Binghamton lead to 19-16. Fans, stay tuned at the half. Matt and I will go over first half statistics as well as the scores from a busy afternoon of both college hoops and at least one college football game that we had our eyes on, as well as the stats from our first half. We'll be joined by the third man in our broadcast team this year, Steve Bazaz.
You wish that your eyes were closed for that college football game.
Was not a good one for the team in which the family supports. After two Moquette free throws, Mammoth trails 20-16. Josh James to the basket, puts one in off the window to cut the Binghamton lead to two.
He's been the guy that's probably been the best offensively so far tonight. Three made baskets, 7 points. Couple inside, one from the outside, looking very confident tonight.
You know, Matt, some other scores. I know the FCS playoffs going on today as again Marlon Beck into the lane and again puts one in off the window.
It started last night with a real good game if anyone had watched it. Towson knocking off Eastern Illinois.
And then a former, or rather future, Mammoth foe in league play. Coastal Carolina with a big loss today as Andrew Nicholas buries a corner triple to cut this Binghamton lead to 22-21.
Well, for Mammoth now, the last 4.5 minutes, that's where we're at in this first half. See if you can put together a little bit of a run, go into the half with some momentum offensively.
Hawks trail Binghamton by a point. Jordan Reed called for traveling as he gets into the lane, shuffled the feet a bit. 4:23 to go in our first half. O'Garrow, Robinson, Nicholas, Tillman, and James, the five Hawks on the floor right now for Coach Rice. James on the wing. Top of the key, Andrew Nicholas, swing it right wing to Justin Robinson. Robinson throws left wing to Nicholas. Lost the handle, got it back. 16 on the shot clock. Robinson around a high ball screen, loses it. Turnover. Beck ahead of the pack to Jakob. One-on-one with James. Good, and one off the window for Josef Jakob.
Well, I'll say this. for James, he'll learn, I think, pretty soon. If you're going to foul, you foul. You keep the guy on the floor and don't let him get a shot off. Or you do the opposite and you let him just have the finish. Probably at this stage of the first half, you'd usually see the foul. But you can't go half either way. You can't go in and kind of try to get him, but then let him get the shot off. That's the worst of all scenarios for Mama.
3:56 to go, first half. We step out for 60 seconds here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth trailing Binghamton 24-21, 3:56 to go in our first half. Josef Jakob shooting one free throw to convert a conventional three-point play. He was fouled before the timeout, as his free throw is good, putting Binghamton on top 25-21.
You got to get something going here for Monmouth. I think it's important for them to go into the locker room here at the half with some kind of offensive flow to their game.
Nicholas will try another corner three, miss it short. Zach Tillman, offensive rebound, fires it to James. Floater is no good. Ogero, high for the rebound, putback is good, and the foul for Tyrone Ogero.
That is much, much better. Good aggressive work by Monmouth. Three chances at the rim. Ogero finally with the finish, gets fouled, and will look for the old-fashioned three-point play.
You say James has been good in the first half. Ogero now has six. And they've all been kind of highlight reel. Two alley-oops and now a potential three-point play.
He kind of has that feel to his game a little bit. He's got great ups. He can do a lot of damage on those almost easier type plays. And I say easier because a lot of them are at the rim.
He makes the free throw, cutting Binghamton's lead to one. Yeah, it seems as though he doesn't get, like, weird baskets. They're all impactful. Dunks, putbacks, always gets big plays. Monmouth trailing Binghamton by a point. Bearcat ball. Top of the key. It's Reiner Moquette, the senior. Over to Reed. His triple is off to the left. Josh James goes high for the rebound. Robinson head up in transition. Throws one cross court to Nicholas. Jump stop in the lane. Red puts it in to give MU a 26-25 lead. Good, strong take from the junior. 2:50 and ticking to go first half. Magnus Richards called for traveling for Binghamton. That turnover will give it back to the Hawks, leading by a point, 2:45 to go first half.
Well, you've got an opportunity here if you're a Monmouth. You get another couple of baskets here to close things out, and you go in on a good momentum last couple of minutes and then come out and look to put this game away in the second half.
Chris Brady back in. Zach Tillman takes a seat. Brady had a really good couple minutes earlier. Already has two blocks in this one. Hawks playing catch on the perimeter. Nicholas now to Robinson, right wing. Justin Robinson, drive and kick. Out to James for three. Put it in. Josh James, first into double digits. He's got 10. Monmouth leads 29-25.
He's got that little spark in his step again tonight that he didn't have the other night against St. Francis Brooklyn, but certainly leading the charge here tonight with 10.
Yeah, he went scoreless in that game, but here he gets beat backdoor by Reed, who's fouled by Andrew Nicholas. The fans thought Red had a clean block, but they're going to say with the body. Reed with two free throws. I do think, Matt, that Andrew Nicholas got a lot of ball, but there was contact down low.
Well, if you, in that case, you like holding things up, going for the block, looking to make a play defensively, especially for Nicholas, and no real foul problems at all.
Foul is Mamet's ninth. Reed goes one out of two. Monmouth now leads 29-26.
2 minutes and a half.
Tick down under 2 minutes to go. Hawks working it around the perimeter here. Binghamton stays zone. Robinson over to Nicholas. Left block, Chris Brady. Skip pass James. Nice touch pass down low to Ogero. He'll kick it out. Robinson straightaway. Triple is good. 32-26. Justin's first hoop of the game.
This is exactly what Monmouth needs. Everyone starting to get involved a little bit.
Hawks lead by six now. Moquette around a screen. He'll pull for three. That's off to the right. Robinson gets the rebound for MU. He's going to push. Cross court, find the Nicholas. Bounces one down low. Oguero blocked right at the rim. It ends up to Brady's hands. He misses, and then he fouls Jordan Reed with 1:11 to go in the first half.
A couple of easy opportunities there for Monmouth that you've got to put away, especially the one for Brady.
Kind of the worst of all worlds. He misses the easy one, and then trying to follow his miss, he fouls Reed, who will go to the line for two, as that was Monmouth's 10th team foul. Reed misses this one. Got some late-breaking college football news, courtesy of our friend Greg Viscomi, as Reed goes one of two. University of Texas will have a new football coach next season. Hey, we keep people current. Nicholas, three. High Archer puts it in. That three extends Monmouth's lead to eight under 1 minute to go in the half.
You kind of wonder a little bit where this offense has been for the better part of 18 of these minutes. Monmouth with a good solid flurry here, leading by a game high eight.
Monmouth up by eight, 49 and 9:10 seconds to go. Coach Dempsey takes a 30-second timeout. Matt, you said it. Monmouth was sluggish for a long stretch of this first half, but they have picked it up last few minutes or so. A couple of triples. James had some early. Nicholas's second puts him in double figures with 11. And that shooting percentage slowly starting to creep up as the Hawks lead by eight.
You know, and I think it's good because now you're getting multiple guys involved. You've got Oguero with the seven, as you mentioned, the two guys in double figures, Nicholas and James. Robinson just made his first basket of the night. So at least you're going into the locker room with some momentum. And you're also going in with an opportunity for Coach Rice and the rest of the staff to say, hey, look, we didn't play very well, but now here we are. We've extended the lead out. Hopefully Monmouth can close it out in the next 50 seconds and finish up well. We're still in charge of this game. Now let's go out and keep playing.
Justin Robinson has sat down. Jalen Palm has come in. Nice sub by Coach Rice. Robinson has two fouls. Binghamton moving it here. Reed in the corner. Offensive foul. He hooked Josh James. And MU will get it back with 37 seconds to go in the half. Nicholas, Robinson, Deion Jones come in. So now Coach Rice able to get an offensive lineup in there, Matt, with an 8-point lead. Add Khalil Brown to that mix. Hawks could potentially go in with a double-digit advantage.
Well, you're really spreading the floor right now with the guys that you have on, as you basically have five guys who can shoot from the outside. Nicholas, James, Jones, Robinson, and Brown, all guys who can really challenge from the perimeter. Maybe look for Robinson to get something going to the basket. Hope that Binghamton collapses defensively and someone's open from the outside.
Jabril Williams just checked in for Binghamton. He was so ready that he still had his warm-up pants on when he went to the scorer's table.
Gotta take those off.
Had to rip those bad boys off. That's how Matt comes into games. People don't know that. He's got, like, warm-up suit, rips it off, dress clothes. Very impressive.
It's what you do.
15 seconds to go, first half. There's about a second and a half differential between the game and shot clock. Robinson will go with eight. Around a Khalil Brown screen. Over to James. Back to Robinson. Into the corner. Deion Jones, three. Misses it short. Josh James with the rebound. Throws one at the rim, and it's taken down by Ogundadebe. That will get us to halftime with Monmouth leading Binghamton 35-27. Matt, slow start to the first half, but a good flurry by MU over the last eight or so minutes, giving them an equally 8-point lead at halftime.
Yeah, slow start, good finish. I think you'd sign for that. You always want to finish something up, especially if you get the slow start. At least you go in. You got some stuff, obviously, to talk about and continue to work on some stuff, but you go in on a little bit of a high.
Hawks lead 35-27. MU shoots 41% from the floor in the first half, but they hit 47% of their threes en route to an 8-point intermission advantage. Take a couple of minute timeout now. During halftime, we'll give you first half statistics. We'll also give you the out-of-town scores, both college basketball and college football. And we'll be joined by the third man in our broadcast crew, Steve Bazaz, will join me at halftime. And that's during the course of this intermission. First things first, two-minute timeout. And we'll bring it back courtside here with Monmouth holding a 35-27 lead at halftime. And you're listening to it right here on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network.